God bless you. This is Dr. A. Jerome Butler, and welcome to The Power of Your Destiny. Once again, 2017, this is our first broadcast of the new year, and I'm so excited to be here with you. Bless the name of God. God is so good. I don't know about you, but 2016 was a blessed year. It had its ups and downs, and it had challenges, but we made it through. And since we made it through, we need to rejoice and make sure we give God all the praise and all the honor. He is the only one that has blessed us to come through the trials of 2016. And I tell you what, 2017 is going to be interesting. That's about all I can say, is it's going to be very interesting. We have a new president. We have some agendas in place and some new things going on in our nation. In situations, since we are kingdom people, we lock into a God who cannot fail. He says he is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and he faileth not. And so with knowing that, we know that God is in charge of everything. So it doesn't matter what's going on in your life. It doesn't matter how bad things may be. Let me give you this for free. This too shall pass. It shall pass. Believe it or not, this too shall pass. And I know there's a lot of things that are going on, a lot of people feeling disenfranchised, feeling like they don't know where to go. I'm going to tell you this. Do like me and my family do. We look to the hills, which cometh our help, for all of my help comes from the Lord. And so we're just so happy to be here with you. I want to thank everyone in our listening audience, our friends out in Australia, big listening audience out in Australia. 2016, 33% of our listeners of all places came out of Australia. So to all of my Aussie brothers and sisters, God bless you. Thank you for listening. The other big block that we had outside of the United States was South Africa. So all of my brothers in South Africa, God bless you. We're looking at being with you sometime this year, coming with UAFF, the United AIDS Organization, under the auspices and the protection of the UN. So we're looking at being with you there in South Africa this year with our good friend Pastor Priscilla there in South Africa. And our other block, believe it or not, was down in the South America portion, and also in the Canada. So God bless you all. Amen. And to all of my other brothers and sisters in God's grace and kingdom, thank you for your support in 2016. 2017 is going to be, as the kids say, off the chain. Praise God. We are expecting some great things. Well, you know, last year, those that supported the ministry, thank you all so much once again. You know, we had a tragic loss at the end of the year. My only sibling passed, and which was tragic for our family. But we're people of faith, and so knowing that we're people of faith, we know that God is still in charge. Knowing that God still has His hand and still has control of this earth and our situation. So we do not dismay, because the way she went, we all have got to go. So thank you for your prayers, your calls, your loves, your cards, and just everything you did. By design, we put that book on hold. My 6-year-old daughter wants to get a book out. She has a book within her, and we're going to help her get that out. So for those folks that are pushing me to get this project out, you know, it's going to take you a couple of more months. If you just stay in place, we'll get a book. We signed some copies and sent them out to some people, and we thank you for your support. Thank you for taking part of that offering for that resource material. And hold on, we will get another book of encouragement out But before we do that, on today, I tell you what, it is some things that are going on that I'm telling you, we're going to have a great discussion. I'm not going to do a lot of talking today. I got some guests with me today that are experts in the subject we're going to talk about. Did you know, I got something I know that you may not know. I've mentioned it about it before on the show, but you may not know about it. Our world is getting ready to go through a global reset. What in the world is a global reset? We're going to talk about that on today. This, as usual, is not going to happen. In fact, the World Bank, you know, we've talked about them before, that 1%ers that really run the world have made a decision that the country that you and I live in here in America, amen, has, you know, the name eludes me, Socrates said, no republic, there is no republic or no regime that lasts beyond 250 years. And guess what? America is 241 years old, so we're about at the zenith of our power. So it is getting ready to be a global reset, in case you did not know. We have a new president in place, and we're going to play some tracks to try to educate you a little bit, bring you up to speed. But I have two gentlemen that are going to help us talk about this discussion today about the global reset. Good friend of mine, Bishop Andre Johnson, who is a dear, sweet brother of mine, man of God, and he's been trying to get the words out. And you know what, when things are trying to change, you know, when I would come into an area, they would fight against the word of God. When prophets of old would come into an area and tell what God was ready to do, they would against God. And sometimes when God has shown you what's getting ready to happen in your faith, shown you what's getting ready to happen in the future, even if it's laid out for you, people want to reject it. So Bishop Andre Johnson has been one of those voices in the wilderness, trying to help people and educate people about what's getting ready to happen to your economy, what's getting ready to happen to your lifestyle, America. Some things are getting ready to occur. And it all lines up with God. And we also have a dear brother that's with him. I'm looking forward to meeting him. His name is Dr. Henderson. He is, according to the Bishop Johnson, the foremost expert on the global reset. So what I have is just elementary knowledge, but I have knowledge still. And so we will talk about this issue of the global reset. And if you have any questions or comments, please press 1 if you're listening in. And if you are online, please go to a phone and call us at 347-215-8947. I want you to be part of this discussion today. But before we do that, I want to pay homage to our God. And I also want to tell everyone out there that loves one another, Happy Valentine's Day. Early Happy Valentine's Day. I know some of you love somebody and somebody loves you. If no one else physically loves you, our God loves you. This is Dr. A. Jerome Butler. We'll be right back after these audio messages. Stay tuned for Global.
Hi, this is Crystal Williams, host of Beauty Essentials, bringing you timeless beauty for your mind, body, and spirit. And now you're listening to the Christian Lifestyle Network.
Dear future wife, I don't know if we've met, but I promise to be the one decision that you never regret. I patiently wait and I constantly pray for our very first date and our wedding someday. I can't wait to be the one that puts a smile on your face, the one that gets to hold you forever and make you feel safe. I can't wait to be there for you, always love and care for you. And as my pen hits the paper, my hand starts to tremble. I feel like a penguin searching for the perfect pebble, 'cause I'm looking for all of the right similes and verbs and trying to use the best words. But I have a feeling that my love's gonna be revealed in the way that I look at you, rather than in the things that are heard. I'm gonna give you my all, be by your side and never let you fall. I can't wait to grow together with you every day, cuddled up on the couch on lazy Sundays, make you feel beautiful every single chance I get, be the Romeo to your Juliet. create memories that will last a lifetime. See your face on the pillow next to me at nighttime. Take on the world hand in hand. Travel overseas land to land. Start a family of our own. And not just live in a house, but create a home. And before I even utter a single vow, I would just like to say, I'm making my commitment to you now. And so, I hope to see you soon. I love you from here all the way to the moon.
In December 2015, the International Monetary Fund welcomed the Chinese yuan into its elite club of global currencies. This means that the yuan, also called the renminbi, will join the US dollar, euro, British pound, and Japanese yen as the world's most reliable and freely usable denominations. So what makes a strong currency? Well, the strength of a currency is generally measured by its purchasing power, which is the amount of goods or services that one unit of money can buy. Since modern currencies are not backed by a collateral like gold, their value is entirely dependent on external factors. This would include things like how much control a government has on the currency, whether or not it has a fair exchange rate, and its long-term stability. All of these contribute to a public faith in the value of a currency. For example, in 2005, the Turkish government eliminated 6 zeros from the lira overnight. This essentially converted 1 million lira to a single lira, and people accepted this immediately because they had faith in the economy that was backing it. The number on the bills didn't really matter. Overall, people tend to have greater faith in currencies that are widely used and internationally accepted. In that way, a currency's value is not only based on what you can buy with it, but also how much of the world uses it. Currencies that are internationally trusted are often referred to as hard currencies. The US dollar, the euro, the British pound, and the Japanese yen all fall into this category because, again, the governments and economies that back them are seen as strong and stable. In fact, many countries have abandoned their domestic currency in favor of hard currency. Over 12 countries and territories have adopted the US dollar as their own, a process commonly known as dollarizing. Moreover, both average citizens and investors tend to prefer hard currencies during times of political unrest or global economic instability. When rapid inflation hit Latin America in the 1980s, many people there temporarily switched to the dollar, fearing that their domestic currencies would continue to go down in value. Because of their consistency and reliability, currencies like the US dollar and the euro are kept in huge reserves by nations with minor currencies. These nations use their reserve currencies for international trade or borrowing foreign money. US dollars are the most popular reserve currency, accounting for roughly 60% of all global foreign exchange reserves. What's more, the dollar is included in roughly 90% of all international transactions. So how has the Chinese yuan made its way into this elite group of currencies? Well, the Chinese government has recently loosened some control over its currency and built trading hubs in other countries. As a result, market forces will play a bigger role in setting the value of the yuan, and the currency will be more tradable and less susceptible to government manipulation. The newly powerful yuan is already gaining ground on the euro, and China hopes that their currency will one day rival the dollar as the number one reserve currency. However, that prospect remains in the distant future. We can't do videos like this without help from our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. They'll help you build a website even if you've never done it before. When you sign up for a year, they'll give you a domain name for free, and if you type in testtube at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% off. Squarespace. You should. Make sure to check out more testtube videos like this one about China's currency manipulation and how it changed the nation's financial standing.
According to Economic Policy Institute, China spent $500 billion in 2013 alone purchasing foreign currencies. This was likely to prevent the value of the yuan from making manufacturing in China less profitable, while attempting to cheapen the US dollar. This type of manipulation around the world is thought to cost the US between 2.3 and 5.8 million jobs, as well as hundreds of billions in trade deficit.
Thanks for watching Test Tube News, everyone. Don't forget to like and subscribe for new videos from us every day.
And we're back. This is Dr. Adrian Butler. There's a few things I want you to understand that's going on. Now the yen is legal tender on the global market. Well, what does that mean? We have another audio that we want to play, but I want to plug in a few things before we move forward. This past week, and this is for for the consumers out there. I don't want you to miss what we're saying, because if you miss what's going on with this global reset, you miss what's going on in this nation, the only person that is going to lose is going to be you and your family. And so that's one reason why we're having this kind of discussion here on our show. And you know, nothing is off limits to us. It's my show. So what I feel that's important for my audience, my beautiful, godly intellects out there, what I feel is important for you, that's what I will bring to you. What I want you to understand is a few things happened this past week with our president, with his administration. President Obama put in Dodd-Frank after the stock market crash. In 2008, Dodd-Frank was put in place. Dodd-Frank was put in place primarily putting handcuffs on the banks to make sure that they didn't make subprime loans any longer. Keep in mind the subprime loan market and the banks, not you consumers. I want to make that clear. People did not crash the stock market. The 1%ers, the banks, and those that live in, you know, the $120 billion mansions and all of that, those people crashed the stock market. You didn't do it. It was legal what you did. What was illegal and unethical was to make loans to people who could not afford them under the auspices of going to get your home because you had a mortgage you couldn't pay for. That's number one. Those hands have been taken off a banking system. Number two, the fiduciary law rule this week was also taken off of the table. It was never enacted, but what the fiduciary law says, or what the fiduciary rule says, that your broker could not make you sell you a product for his own good or for his stockholders. He had to sell you a product that would help you for your retirement. That's been cleared off of the table. Look, guys, if you believe that this system is connected to make you great and make you wealthy and have you do better for yourself, you are fooling yourself. I put out a list on Facebook of the top 10 financial stocks to watch during the present administration's, and I don't want to call this guy's name, but the present administration's tenure. Okay. One of those companies was Goldman Sachs. We put out a, put them on a watch list. Goldman Sachs right now is, you took my information or you at least invested some money, and Goldman Sachs is up 22% since the first of the year. So that means for every dollar that you invested in Goldman Sachs, you made 22 cents. Wells Fargo is up 13%. Bank of America is up 5%. Visa is up 6%. Sprint is up 1%. And keep in mind, over $150 million, and this is confirmed by Bloomberg and Wall Street, over $100 million your president owes to Wells Fargo. And so all of that said, brothers and sisters, we're getting ready to go global reset, because what we just heard on the audio dealt with China coming into the world index. China has just come into their currency right now, can be internationally traded and can be bought and sold just like the U.S. dollar. And what I'm getting ready to play happened in 2012, courtesy of Fox News. But after that, we're going to come back with our two guests, Bishop Johnson and also Dr. Henderson. These men have some stuff to tell you about the global reset. Brothers and sisters, if you are not getting yourselves together, the Word of God says, study to show thyself approved. Your job is not to sleep. The Word of God tells the sleeper to awaken. It's time for you to wake up. Things are getting ready to happen in your world and around you. And if you are not aware, you're going to lose out, just like we have done and every other economic boom. So this is going to be courtesy of Fox News. This is 2012. It's prophetic because China and Russia have just met together and have just shook hands over one of the biggest $400 billion worth of oil that they have just made an agreement for the next 30 years. And guess whose money will not run through China or through Russia? In fact, there is a Russian law right now that they're trying to pass that if there are any Russians caught with U.S. money in Russia, it is going to be a crime. So what do you think is going to happen with the dollar? You're going to lose our value. We'll be right back after this audio. And like I said, we're going to have two godly men with us, Bishop Andre Johnson, Dr. Henderson. And this audio is about 3 minutes. It's courtesy of Fox News. Listen, be aware. Remember what I always say, truth has no agenda.
In case you didn't hear, the leaders of China and Russia got together to talk about a way they could come up with their own currency to trade back and forth with each other. Now, you might be saying, Neil, what the heck does this mean to me? Well, let's say they do that. Let's just hypothetically say they do that. Then all of a sudden, what happens to our dollar? Well, there's not a big demand for our dollar because they're two of the biggest dollar players and buyers on the planet, right? So they pull themselves out. Our dollar goes down, and you know the rest of the story. All of a sudden, we're in some big trouble. And for shoppers, it could mean a couple of things. Some things from abroad are going to start to look kind of dicey, and shopping in this neck of the woods is going to start to look all over the map. Peter Morici joins us right now from the University of Maryland on the implications of two leaders getting together and what I guess, Peter, they're calling a bit of a cabal. What do you make of this?
Oh, it is a bit of a cabal. I mean, Russia and China like nothing better than to tweak us. And this is a great time to do it, the eve of a holiday weekend, and with the goings-on with North Korea and the president behaving, frankly, so weakly. But the bottom line is right now when we buy a coffee maker from China, we pay with dollars. And then in turn, the exporter there has to convert them to the...
We're going to end that discussion right there. That was in 2012. The Russia and China agreement, which has just happened 2 weeks ago, they have agreed to bypass and have their currency between one another. I want to understand geographically. China and Russia are right next to each other. So when they do the Siberian pipeline and they trade money back and forth, they don't meet the West. Two of the biggest economies. And China right now is being traded on their yen is being traded internationally. And so now we owe them $400 billion. Vision seems too small. I know it's a couple of trillion. I'm not going to give you alternative facts. But we owe China money. And if they call in that is in big trouble. Amen. Well, we'll reach back out.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. God bless you. It's a power.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear Bishop?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Would you introduce yourself?
Okay. Okay, great. I'm Bishop Andre Johnson. I'm with the Universal World Global Reset Restoration Network, along with 198 nations working along with us. When you had told me about the global reset call that you were going to have, I got very excited because that's who we are. There's a lot of things, as you were saying, there is a lot of things that is occurring, and I'm great and glad and honored that Dr. Hinder Hendu Henderson was able to come on with us on this evening, you know, because he would be able to shed light on a great deal of things that would help us understand a lot. We got to definitely look at the fact that I want to share with you this system. Of course, we all know, you know, being in the Word, I just want to share Revelation 18, a verse in here to just kind of put everybody on point of what we're looking at. But Revelation 18, verse 4, it tells us, it says, "And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plague." So when we speak about Babylon, the great, is being destroyed, we got to understand that, you know, we're looking at the United States of America Incorporation. United States have gotten us in a whole lot of trouble. So now we are in a position where we can come out of her. There have been a way provided because this whole system that has been set up on this 501c3 incorporation is already a dead system. You know, all we're doing is watching a big old movie right now. So what we have to do at this point, you know, looking at the economy collapse and crisis that we're about to face, you know, we once we have came out of her, you know, we would not receive her plague. You know, we are still God. He, Father Yah, would always take care of his people. So I'm excited about what's happening. You know, he say all these things must come to pass. See that you be not worried because of these things that is about to come to pass. Doctor, what I would like to do, Dr. Butler, if Dr. Hindu is in, I would like for him to share some of the things for us. You know, you're talking about the financial situation and things. If he's in, I would like for you to allow him to come in and share some things so he could have a few minutes to elaborate on exactly what's going on. Because, like I say, we are the Universal World Global Reset Restoration Network, and I think you'll find some very interesting things that would help put our people alert and what they need to do so that they won't get caught in this plague that's about to fall on the United States of America Incorporation.
And with that said, Bishop, I want my listening audience to understand that for those people that say, oh, it will never happen, I want you to take a step back to 2007, 2008, when the world, when these banking systems collapsed the world, and they tried to blame it on consumers. Had we not bailed them out, which I don't know if you should have, had we not bailed them out, the only thing we did was reset the clock to do exactly what's getting ready to go on. But I'm going to see if Dr. Henderson will probably come on a little on and a little break on and I'm getting ready to sing. As you don't even realize what's going on. In your own nation, that, like I said, the World Bank controls this nation. The Fed that we have in place is part of the World Bank. They said interest rates have already been set up. And leasing power, but power will have power. We have with us Dr. Henderson with the Initiative. Dr. Henderson, God bless you. Welcome to the Power Your Destiny broadcast. Great grace to you, brother.
Great grace to you, brother.
Dr. Henderson, are you there?
Dr. Henderson, are you there?
He was on there earlier. Bishop Johnson, are you there?
Yeah, I can hear you. It sounded like he was trying to come in. It's kind of going in and out on my end, but it sounded like he was trying to come in.
Al Saddon. Can you hear me, Mr.
Johnson? Oh, we can hear you now.
Al Saddon. First of all, let me say, Freedom of Justice, one line.
That's where we get the lead over. If you can turn your computers down and just down home, we would appreciate it.
Can you hear me? Okay.
All right, we got you covered. Go ahead.
I can assure you that possibility that you will have an attorney. I can tell you that any time I begin to speak, you will have an attorney based on the fact. Now you're out there and it's the real truth of what's going on this class. You will realize that they are going to try to prevent me from being able to bring you the truth based upon the fact that I have just listened to our Dr. Butler. And I keep hearing him say that we bailed them out of the banking system. It was only one person that bailed them out of the bank system. His name is Dr. Hindu L. Henderson. That is me. I bailed the banking systems out based upon the fact that I gave them $875 billion of my money. At that time, one man came into the White House that stole $750 billion of my money, and he used it to bail out the banking system without my agreement. His name was Barack Hussein Obama. He stole my money. I never allowed him to use any penny to bail out any banking system, but however, that's what took place. Now their system is set forth now to deal with something that is known as a master sequester. A sequester is when a man places something in to the court that puts the other man in opposition to him based upon the fact that he must prove the fact if he was able to use this man's goods as a would-be a property of his to be able to go out and do anything with it. And that did not happen. So right now, what I did, they cannot prove me that. So they have now something known as a master sequester. That is what you keep hearing the whole government talk about. This master sequester says that they will not get a penny until they have repaid me every dime that they owe me. I know they cannot pay me, even though they have put out that they're only $16 trillion in debt. Right now, they're $900+ trillion in debt that they owe me.
Amen.
They will not be able to get out of this debt. Thereby, what I did was I placed myself with 198 nations that until every penny is paid me, every nation will be under my command and control as a landmark based upon something that is known as world treaty. World treaties were these things that were put together to protect nations from one another. It was called World Peace and Friendship Treaty. These treaties have been signed based upon the land that which we live on. This land was considered to be the land known as the land where we had that flows with milk and honey, better known to the Bible people that reads it as the land of Canaan. That is where you're at right now. That land belonged to a man by the name of King David, who is known to their world now in this so-called modern world as King Henry. That was my great-grandfather. The name Henry means ruler of the estate, ruler of the land. That is King Henry. That is the one that everyone's trying to claim under the royal family. I am the royal family, has been proven by my blood, DNA, and RNA. So what I have done is placed all of my family's blood under something that is known as reset. This reset came about through something that was known as Jubilee. Jubilee can be found in the Bible under Leviticus, the 25th chapter. It talks to you about the year of Jubilee or the Jubilee of the one in whom we know to be Yah, YHWH, God of the universe. We reference this based upon Psalm 68:4, where it says, "Sing to him who rises upon the clouds by his name Yah." So we know his real name, even though a lot of us, we use the term Jesus the Christ, others call him Allah. There's many names that they call him, but however, the Bible has encoded and now has been decoded for us to know his real name, and that is the name we call him now. That is why during the old days, the Indians, which was us, the melanated people of the universe, used to sing a song, yah, 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 and call upon him and make it rain and fertilize or fertilize the whole entire universe with water. These things are still happening. I don't want to carry us too far off course right now based upon the fact that what I have been doing for the last past 30-plus years cannot be summed up in a 2 or 3 minute radio call show. I know there's a time when myself and Dr. Butler now will get together and sit down and have a greater discussion. Because my philosophy is always true documentation cuts out all false conversation. Everything that I will say on this call, everything that I will do in this life can be truly documented based upon true documentations, written documentations, based upon blood, DNA, and RNA. Right now, we have something known as the World Constitution. Every 198 nation is on this planet is under that Constitution now. We have the World Treaty. Every world nation that's on this planet now is under that treaty. We have something known as the Covenant Treaty of Amexum. That means all of the land in which we live on is now back together in what we call a combined effort to set man free and to set humanity free and restore it to its original state of being living on this planet under five divine principles. Those five divine principles are known as love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. We all do this based upon one umbrella of one mind, one heart, and one spirit. We also use something that is known as the Declaration of Human Rights. We use this based upon 10 December 1948. That was a Declaration of Independence for Human Rights come about to set all man free and that we all can live on this planet together. Right now, I'm dealing very closely with one that they call the Red Dragon or China. I'm dealing with the one that they call the Bear, which is known as Russia. I'm dealing with the one that they call the Leopard again, which is known as China. I'm dealing with those that are known as the Lion, which is all the combined nations of the universe. So as I sit and even listen to the three-minute segment that came from one Neil Caputa, I know Caputa. I know him well. I can say that what he's talking about, he has no clue. He already knows where the truth lies. As of 2000, I gave them a declaration that all of them that was there, they would have to contend with the World Treaty. That's what's happening right now. That is what we're having now for a global reset. And this global reset will happen because during the time that we're going into now for the wars, the people's war, we have the people's wars that's already raging out of control. That is where the people are fighting and protesting. It will then turn into something that is known as World War III. After World War III battle begins, it would then be two wars combined in one, which turns into something known as a battle. That battle will be known as the Battle of Armageddon. I do not try to put spirit in any of the people who now say that they believe in any type of spiritual background. What I bring them to is their holy books in which they're reading now, whether it be the Bhagavad-gita, the Septuagint, the Torah, the Tanakh, the Holy Quran, or even the Holy Bible. They must understand that there are stories in there that have already given us a total understanding of what will happen during these times. I say to the world now, prepare yourself. Prepare the way for the one in whom they said was coming in a cloud. That was a cloud of confusion, not walking up on some milky white spongy thing that you keep seeing floating around in the sky. But it was talking about a cloud of confusion. Right now, that is happening. And the man in which everyone is afraid to pronounce or say his name, I will, Donald Trump, the trumpet blower, is now blowing the trumpet to let everyone know that this individual, which everybody has been saying would come back to the world to make sure that the world is set free and all the chaos has been destroyed, he's here. And Donald Trump is blowing that trumpet to let them know that he's here. He is known as the Son of Man. Those who disagree with that, I say to them,
Dr. Henderson, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we want you to, if you will, give the listening audience some information about how they can get in contact with you and Bishop Johnson and your websites and all. If you all will, just stay with us till after the break, okay?
Outstanding. So we're getting prepared now to leave. We must go. But it's indeed a pleasure. It was a great pleasure to have been invited. And I say to you, love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice, one mind, one heart, and one spirit. I will allow our brother, the bishop, to go ahead, Bishop Johnson, to give you that information. And I will be gladly able and ready to accept you at any time you give me a call. Peace and love. Love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice, one mind, one heart, and one spirit. I say to you, nightfall.
God bless you, my brother. That was Dr. Henderson. God bless you with that great information, Dr. Henderson. We appreciate you. And Bishop Johnson, we're going to take a small break right here. We'll be right back. We're talking about the global reset, guys. You can't miss this. You can't miss this. There's some things that are happening, some things that are going to go on. And the United States, the United States has just signed on this bill to be part of this whole index information that's going on. And you don't want to watch what's going on. You don't want to be a part of it. I'm telling you, when in 2008, 2007, when the markets collapsed, my brother, if you have any questions or comments for our guests, please press 1. We'll be right back after these audio messages.
This is Reverend Timothy Williams, pastor of the Montmorency Missionary Baptist Church of Montmorency, South Carolina. You are tuned in to the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you.
Burner stage the fragrance, raises similar to native sages, saging, unlocking a cage of praises for Rock of Ages. Let random rambling rappers rant and raving. Inflame verbs to your nerve endings, literally feeling these words in my tendons, and rattling occupants of the venue sinews. While the eulogy be orchestrating continuous crescendos. Excellent, been down since Exodus. Like what if the Egyptians and Israelites joined forces? That would force a forfeit. And it's hard to drive hard when your hard drive keeps needing a force quit. To learn to speak immigrant, the language of the broken, like the system in their English. I speak with heaven's accent, angelic dialect, rapping my coast as if that spirit realm had ocean. Excellent, that's what you should expect from us. Least we can do to say thank you for how we blessed us. All else is blasphemy. Disagree, get at me. And he with no standards, don't get no mics on. The stage that I stand on to battle at a stake for the rights to keep the mic for a couple more bars. No YouTube channels for rap battles or cash prizes. Just keeping you cool when heat rises. Nick breaks, concussions, gashes, and bruises. It's real manhood with the monthly bills to prove it. Start with me, my art archery aims for the dark meat. Your albums are full of more bites than shark weed. Excellent, my writing remains with such serious symbolism. Styles of plenty, pages get the let out like Jimmy. Homie, I am not kidding, there's no play day. Muscled up a hustle, a street name, the DBA. Excellent.
This is Dr. Soretta Smith, and you're listening to the Christian Lifestyle Network.
And we're back. This is your host, Dr. A. Jerome Butler. Interesting conversation we're having with Bishop Andre Johnson and also with Dr. Henderson on the Global Reset. Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you there is something coming down the pike. Don't get fooled with the smoke and mirrors that's happening coming out of Washington. Don't allow yourself to reign ignorant. In fact, the Word of God, as we said before, you are challenged. You are challenged to study, to show yourself approved. And with that said, we'd like to bring back Bishop Johnson. We're going to...
Dr. Butler, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Dr. Butler?
I sure can. Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you clear, loud and clear. Dr. Henderson, he's on the move all the time trying to keep things going. And as I was saying, he is over the global reset. And I tell you, things are moving so fast now. And as I was saying earlier, there have been a way because of the fact that this system is crashing out, Dr. Butler. We have been in a position where we could actually bring ourselves out of this system before all this crazy stuff began to happen. As we can see, we look around and see all this stuff happening, you know what I'm saying, and we wonder what's going on, but that's exactly what's happening. We are seeing a reset. The 501c3, as I was saying earlier, it's actually a dead system. It's just at its final course now, which is what the United States has been running as an corporation. And now the 501c4, which is taking place now, as soon as that system go down, as you were saying, the economy, the way it's going and the crisis that we are facing, when that system crash out and go all the way down, Dr. Butler, the new system, which is the system of grace, will be rising, and that's when everything will be rebuilt, reset. No monetary refunds and nothing will be released until this old system has crashed completely out.
My God, my God. Well, brother, the signs are there, and as we're telling the audience, don't be dismayed, don't be distracted. See, one of the enemies. Dear hearts, listen to me very closely. One of the greatest weapons that the enemy has, he has two great weapons. Number one, one of his greatest weapons is, first of all, for you not to think he's real. That's number one.
That's right.
It's crazy to me that everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody believes in hell. Everybody wants healing, but nobody ever wants to accept that you're going to get sick. There's a duality that happens in the spirit realm as well as in the physical, just like communion. If you eat of it unworthily, the word of God said there are those that are sick among you and even dead. And so I truly believe even communion, as you receive it, it is also the meal that heals. So there's a duality in everything. And so, brothers and sisters, that's number one. He wants to convince you he's not real. Number two, he wants to distract you. All of the stuff that's going on in Washington, D.C. that comes out, these are distractions.
That's right.
Be proactive and pull the curtain back. Keep in mind, when Jesus died on the cross, the veil was ripped. Have access to look behind the curtain and understand, whether we're talking about the Wizard of Oz or the king has no clothes and the wizard is just a man. His job is to distract you from the reality that unfortunately we are in trouble. Now, for those that heard Dr. Henderson, for those that hear Bishop Johnson, that understand what is getting ready to happen, if you know Bishop, one of the way you know how to cook a frog, right? You already know how to cook a frog. Drop him in water and you turn the heat up slowly before you realize it, he's already cooked.
Right.
Dear hearts, heat is being turned up on us right now. It's time to get out of the pot. It's time to get out of the pot. Bishop, share with the audience how they can get out of the pot. What do they need to do? How can they contact you and Dr. Henderson? How can they be part of what's going on with this, with the Global Index? How can they be part of this global reset? I know what I'm going to do Whatever y'all do, we'll pray for you. I know what I'm doing. I'm staying on the Lord's side, number one, on the Lord's side, Jesus the Christ, Yahshua, the Messiah. I'm staying on his side. That's number one. And number two, diversify. That's what we're doing. But you tell them what you all are doing and how they can contact you all and be part of what you're doing to get out of the pot before it's too late, Bishop.
Oh, yes, yes. You said the key word, staying focused on those things of God, Father. Yah, make sure that you stay with Yahshua, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. And you most definitely, you know, as the day of Noah, when God told Noah to build the ark, he followed the instructions to the T. Because there's going to come a flood, you know, that was going to destroy the earth. And the same thing when the death angel got ready to go through Egypt, he told them to take a lamb and set him up on the table on the 10th day. And on the 14th day, you take him and you slit his throat and run the blood in the vessel. And when you run that blood in the bowl, he said you take that hyssop and you put it in the blood and rub it over the doorpost, and when the death angel come through, he would not touch you. In other words, all we have to do is to follow instructions and stay inside and let it pass over. And the same thing with what we are facing with today, there is an indexing process. You said it several times tonight about the indexing process, and there is a process that's indexing the people out of this old system and putting them into the new system, which is grace that God has already given us. And with them being able to, index themselves and come out of that old system, it's giving them their protection. Because, you know, as we look at things now, we already see that we're about to face a lot of things just right here just knocking at our door for them taking control and making sure that they getting things corrected in the streets that they want. In other words, the only choice they're going to have to get things under control is the martial law. So we see that stuff arising up on us right now, you know, but we have to be protected so that we won't get caught in that where they drag us off to somebody's FEMA camp or something. But we do have a way of doing that, and that is that they can put themselves on the, we call it the Vashiva and Esther Trust, and they could go to SOVCPR.com website, and it would educate them on all of that, for us what they can do. To go ahead on and put themselves in protection, of the things that we are getting ready to face, because all of this is going to come along, like you talked about the banks and stuff. All of this is going to come along with this economy crash that we're getting ready to face.
Well Bishop, you all listen to me very closely, and everything I'm telling you, you can research yourself. My brothers and sisters, I'm not going to tell you anything that I have not already. That's why I said I'm nonpartisan. I'm not caught in politics. I'm apolitical. That's why we played a piece from Fox News. I'm not caught up in all that. I'm not here because I won't. And I've told our audience before, the same people that try to utilize these tactics sit in the exact same boardrooms together. They golf together. They vacation together. They pass the same women around, the whole gamut. I'm just being honest, y'all. I'm just honest.
Yeah, you telling them right.
MSNBC and all these other guys, all these executives, they all belong to the same group, Brandenburg Group. All of these guys are the one percenters. They are, and their job is to keep you off guard. Their job. Because if the sleeper ever awakes, then you become empowered. You will empower yourself. Bishop Johnson and I were talking on yesterday when we came to us about stocks. Why? Nobody talked to us about investing. No one talked to you about saving, but they told you how to check. They taught you how to do that. They taught you how to spend money, how to put the chains of labor. Nobody taught you how to be an entrepreneur. No one taught you how to lift yourself up. beyond the means that they want to have on you. No one taught you that. And so that's what we're talking about right here, is empowering you, because if you, no one has your best interest in heart but you and God.
No one has
your best interest at heart but you and God. So you have to be proactive for yourself. You can't rely on the government. You can't rely on this world system. Keep in mind, they are all out for themselves. And I'm going to say something I had an opportunity to write Senator John McCain on last evening, a very poignant letter about some of the other things that are going on. And in my letter, I'm a proud serviceman. I served our country with dignity. And again, I don't care about anyone's criticism. Four generations of service members we served. I can't say I would do the same right now with the present administration. I can't say that I would serve this nation in the U.S. military. Because keep in mind, there's only one U.S. senator who has a child that's in the military. One. We're still fighting wars. And sending men to war out of the most poor middle income in America. So we have become the fodder, cannon fodder for the rich. And I'm not talking anarchy. I don't have to tell you anarchy. It's going to happen with whether you do it or not. It's going to happen. And Bishop just talked about in Revelations that what is to come, we've got to get out of Babylon. Now, Bishop and I may have a difference of opinion. I believe Babylon is the World Bank. Connected to that, but also is Germany, also is Britain, also are all of these other powers connected to it. I believe that's Babylon. We've got to solidify ourselves out of that system. Now, keep in mind, let me say this real quick. Bishop, I want you to come back and pray with us and give us that website one more time. I want you all to understand, America doesn't own anything.
Nothing.
Our money is just paper. We go other nations and try to buy gold, silver, and diamonds and coltan, especially out of Africa, with paper, with worthless paper that we can't back up.
Nothing.
Now, we have backed it up because we've been the ones who the system has allowed to control the dollar. But now, with China coming on board, with Russia and China grabbing hands together, with all of these other global systems. Venezuela has just fallen. Guys, listen to me closely. Do your research. The Venezuela dollar in one day, if you had $1 million, it became worthless overnight.
That's right.
In Venezuela is a oil-rich country. Dear, ready to happen. Bishop, we got 90 seconds. Would you pray us out, sir? And the website one more time, please.
That's SOVCPR.com. SOVCPR.com. And that would get you all the information you need. Father, we thank you for all that you have allowed to go forth on this broadcast on today. We thank you for Dr. Butler for allowing it to come forth, Father. And we thank you for those listeners, Father. You said that those that seek you, they shall find you. And those that knock, the door will be open. And we thank you for what you're doing, Father. We ask that you would continue to give them the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding and things that is going on. These blessings we ask in our Son, Jehoshua's name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, my brother. Dear hearts, take to heart. On next week, we're going to be back. Please, please, please pass the word around about the Poverty Destiny broadcast. We're not playing in 2017. We got to get serious. You've got to be serious about you and your family. What we're talking about with this global reset, it is going to happen whether we want it to or not, because God has deemed it so.
Oh, yes.
Dear heart, I want you to remember, God doesn't want you to fail. He wants you to prosper, but the only way you can prosper is through surrendering to Him. And I want you to remember as we go off, remember to love God, love life, keep the light on.